Ever notice that everything you ever thought would make you happy ever after didn't? Ooh, me too. It turns out Sean Cassidy was not my soulmate. Orgasms only last a few seconds and money does not buy happiness. Hi, I'm Dr. Cheryl Fraser and welcome to Sex, Love, and Elephants, the weekly podcast where we explore relationships, mind, and the meaning of life. A place where you are normal if you feel like something's missing, even though you have it all. Because guess what? Happiness is an inside job. How do I know? Well, if a Buddhist nun and a sex expert had a baby, I'm it. I'm a psychologist, sex therapist, and author. I've meditated for 12 hours a day for months at a time. I've studied Tantra in Tibet, and I've taught for people like Tony Robbins and Jack Canfield, and helped thousands of couples reignite passion. My mission with a loving heart is to kick your ass off the couch and into awakening. And here's the secret. If you want to cultivate wild love that lasts, compassion and curiosity, and the superpower of being happy for no reason, first, you've got to meet your elephant. So let's go. Well, hello, Dr. Cheryl Fraser here, and I'm feeling beautifully, poignantly emotional. I'm feeling a lot of gratitude. I'm feeling a lot of joy and a lot of hope. And this is going to be a fairly short episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. I'm releasing this a couple of days after Christmas Day. And, you know, a lot of podcasters take some time off this time of year, and that's a beautiful way to nurture your heart and soul. But there's really nothing I'd rather be doing than speaking to people like you, sharing whatever little wisdom I've managed to be taught, that I've absorbed, that I've learned the very freaking hard way on my own erratic path towards awakening in my life so far, 57 years so far. And I just wanted to record a little bit of a holiday hangover reminder to all of us. And what do I mean by that? Well, I remember being a kid, don't we all, at Christmas time. And although we were not particularly Christian, we were vaguely Anglican up here on Vancouver Island. We didn't go to church. We didn't have the rituals. And certainly my grandmother had a devout, beautiful Anglican practice. The rest of us were kind of non-denominational, trying to be good people as best we could, do unto others, etc. But of course, like most North Americans, we practice Christmas rituals with abundance in terms of the tree, in terms of the gifts, in terms of the stockings. You heard about that in a in an episode a couple of weeks ago. I now do a sexy Christmas stocking with my sweetheart each year. It was pretty awesome a couple days ago. I tell you, there's some pretty juicy, sexy things in there, along with all the romantic, sweet, thoughtful, and kind gifts. But I just wanted to jump in for a very brief episode today to say, you may be feeling an emotional letdown now that the hype and the joy and the connection or the disappointment, the difficulties, the arguments, or the et cetera of the holiday season are basically over. This is being released on December 27th, which in Canada is a statutory holiday. We take Christmas the 25th, Boxing Day the 26th, because they fell on a Saturday and Sunday. This particular Monday when this is being released is actually a statutory federal holiday here in Canada. So a lot of people aren't at work, which means it all starts tomorrow. Tomorrow, it's back to the routine. The holidays are over. The lights are taken off the tree, et cetera, et cetera. And here's what I wanted to tell you about remembering as a child. So we have these abundant, glorious Christmases. I mentioned before, I was lucky enough to grow up in a small town here on Vancouver Island with both sets of my grandparents living in the same town, which is pretty rare around here. Most people are transplants and their grandparents or parents are still back east in Canada or in the Maritimes or England or Germany or whatever. I grew up with my grandparents here. My brother, my sister, and I'm a middle child. Who would have guessed that, huh? We're the only grandkids. So the two sets of grandparents would come over to our home, my parents' home, for an incredible Christmas morning. So many gifts, so much love, a lot of humor, incredibly delicious food. Oh my goodness, between my mom, my granny Margaret, my granny Evelyn, the baking, the cinnamon buns, the mince pies, the Christmas pudding, the shortbreads. I could go on. I'm salivating a little bit here. I literally am in my office. I hope you are too. And it was really something as a kid in particular, you really looked forward to. I mean, it all drilled down to the 25th. But I remember On the 26th, what we call Boxing Day here in Canada, we would generally go a 15-minute drive from our house to one of the grandparents' house for a Boxing Day meal. And I remember vividly being in the backseat of the car. I was probably 6, 7 years old, driving from our house to grandparents' house. And it was a drizzly, gray, miserable, rainy day in late December on Vancouver Island back in 1968, 1969, 1970. I remember sitting in the back of the car and we were driving this gloomy landscape and through these houses, and their Christmas lights were still on their houses, but it just looked glum. It looked depressing. It was gray and dark and all the fun was over. And this is a very visceral memory for me, actually. I remember being in the back of the car, looking out the window and feeling profoundly depressed. It's over, the good stuff's over, and life goes on, and it's the one happy day is over. Now, let me contextualize this. I had a good childhood, a good family, a lot of beautiful, fun things. I wasn't a child of trauma or extreme difficulty. But I was a very emotional kid with a big brain and big emotions and big ideas I didn't understand. And it really knocked me to my knees, metaphorically, to have a really big realization, which later, 30-odd years later, I finally had language and understanding for. But what I was noticing was that when we hang on to something to make us happy, in this case, Christmas Day, what an incredible day for the lucky kids of the world, which is a small proportion of us, isn't it? But where we had a beautiful family and lovely gifts and a beautiful meal and laughter and kindness. But when we're so geared to the big hype of that day, how do we feel when it's over? I felt profoundly depressed and confused. All the lights seemed like they were mocking me in the mist, in the darkness, in the ugliness, in the rain. So fast forwarding to now, in the teachings of elephant teachings, the teachings of Buddha Dharma, the teachings of working with the truth of being alive and that sometimes being alive is difficult. I want you to go back to that Three Poisonous Emotions episode, if you didn't hear it, from about 4 or 5 episodes ago now, where I talked about the Buddhist teaching. It's a very simple teaching. I defy you to try to prove it wrong because all of us resonate with it. The teaching is when we hang on to something to make us happy, which we all do, we're not broken or stupid. Our relationship, hopefully, is intended to help us be happy. Our children, our work, buying ourselves a delicious pumpkin spice latte, getting a new pet that we enjoy, going on a trip somewhere beautiful. Please understand that neither me, the Buddha, or the teachings are saying there's anything wrong with beautiful things, happy experiences, enjoying the bounty and the beauty of what's in our lives. The trouble comes when we hang on to those things, those experiences, those whatever they are, and we want them to make us happy because everything ends. Everything finishes. And when it finishes, when your latte's empty, when your partner leaves you for someone else, there's a small and then a huge. When our company closes and we lose the job we've so enjoyed and the team we've really appreciated being part of, what is left? How are we the day after Christmas? How are we when the great stuff is finished? We're still left being us. Can we be happy for no reason? You hear that in the introduction to every episode to Sex, Love, and Elephants. How can we be happy for no reason? What that means, how can I be just as happy, content, curious, and filled with love and light on December 26th as a little kid in the back of the car, driving to Granny's house when all the presents are opened, the hype is finished? The fun, the anticipation, the buildup, the waiting for Santa, watching him on CBC television where the weather guy would show a little dot moving across a map. It's way more interactive now. Kids get to like go on their iPhones and get updates from the North Pole. But back in the day, we had the CBC anchor person, weather person with an old-fashioned map showing, oh, we see an unidentified flying object over Saskatoon. We're like, oh my goodness, there's Santa. How are you the next day? How's your Christmas hangover, whether you celebrate Christmas or not? This is a message for all year long. How are we when the thing we were looking forward to is finished? How are we when the thing we were enjoying is done? How are we when the thing we thought would make us happy ever after doesn't? This is a profound teaching, and my little tiny kid brain saw the disparity between the excitement and the joy of waiting for this, special, awesome, crazy day the day before too, but now it's over, now what? I would like all of us to enter into 2022 with a commitment to figure out how to be happy for no reason, how to nurture our heart, how to throw ourselves into the great experiences that life offers us this year. Enjoy the hell out of the people you love, the lattes you love, the trips you love. Absolutely. But work with me, work with yourself, work in the ways that work for you to train your mind and heart so that you can be happy for no reason. Now, my goal is to be just as content the day after a great event as I was during the blessed event that was fun, that was joyful, that brought so much humor and happiness. How can we be happy for no reason? So I didn't take today off. I wanted to bring you just a little message, a little thoughtfulness, a little idea to help us all think about the year to come, because in a few days, it's New Year's Eve. Sure, it's just a day, but these days are really helpful symbols. There's a reason mankind, back to the cave days, the symbols, the drawings, the cave paintings, through the Egyptians, through every culture that there is, we have symbols. Star Wars was such a gigantic hit because it plays out the hero's journey, a symbolic journey of a woman or man who goes on a quest to find meaning, to battle their inner darkness, and ideally to emerge into the light. I have a friend who watches the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy on Christmas Day. There's about 9 hours of film for you. Talk about an epic hero's journey. So whether it's a cave painting, whether it's a modern movie, symbols resonate in the human psyche. So December 31st, moving into January 1st, is a symbol. It's just a day, somewhat arbitrary on a calendar, some dudes, because women weren't allowed to back then, probably made up. But take it as a really important symbol this year. Take it as a symbol of renewal and beginning again. Who do you want to be in 2022? Who do you want to love? How do you want to love? How can you be a happier person for no reason in 2022? And that's what some of the upcoming episodes are going to focus on. I want to remind you, I've got a contest running. You've got a couple more days. You don't have to do it on January 1st, but it's a great symbolic day to do it. That's when I do it. Jump in the cold water. Send me a picture of you and your sweetheart afterward. No naked photos, please. If you're naked, just take it from the collarbone up. And I will enter you in a draw to win my book, Mood is a Bedroom, and some beautiful art cards with some beautiful messages for couples on them that we give exclusively to the Become Passion students who join my program. But I'm going to send some to those of you beautiful people listening to this podcast. So there you go. That brings us to this episode's love bite. Are you ready? No matter what happens, it will end eventually. The deepest gift we can give ourselves is to train our mind to be happy for no reason. Thanks so much for listening to this little mini episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. Sex, Love, and Christmas is over. Sex, Love, and How Not to Be Depressed the Day After the Fun. And I'll be with you for our first episode of 2022 coming next week. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Sex, Love, and Elephants. But most of all, thank you for being part of this herd. If you enjoyed listening, please share this with a friend. And if you haven't already, I would love, love, love it if you would subscribe, rate, and review the show on your podcast player, because it really helps all the other elephants find us. If you have any questions or comments or maybe an idea for the show, or you'd like to be a guest, reach out to me directly at drcherylfraser.com, where you can also sign up for weekly Love Bites, science-based tips for creating love and passion that last a lifetime.